I very much appreciated your comments, Connie. But there was one point that I'll take exception. You said several times that there was not yet a fire in the house. There is a fire in the house. One of the houses is burning right now. And that fire, if it is not contained and extinguished soon, it will spread to the rest of the house. There are flammable structures all around. Greece fails, the markets will turn on Portugal next morning. And then it will be Ireland and Spain and ultimately Italy. And there will be nothing that can be done at that point to stop it. So the problem is right here. It is urgent. That bears on some of this question of the investment program, which I strongly, in broad outlines, favor, and particularly the components which are designed to give you a sustainable environmental footprint structure going forward. It's very important. But those elements take time. They would, even if you started now, you would have time to engineer, time to plan, time to get the work up to scale. And you have the problem that certain partners are not capable of cooperating. The government of Greece, for example, just isn't. And one can make an argument about numerous other states very clearly. The same is true of the fiscal and political union. That's a project for sometime in the future when you have the ability, the leisure to debate big projects. Things have to be done now in very short order because, as I say, the fire is already going on. I understand the logic and I agree with the logic of Heiner's point, but I think also there's a time element there, you know, the adjustment of wages, which puts me right back in the camp that I came in with, which is that the alternative is what you call transfers and what I call insurance, what I call a collective approach to manage the incomes of the community as a whole with an understanding that a large part of that community is not the working, is not the wage-earning community. It's a part of the population which is either not yet in the labor force or was in the labor force and has left it or perhaps was never in the labor force. Yet one has to consider the income flows that can be stabilizing or destabilizing, and now they're terrifically destabilizing, but they could become otherwise. They could contribute to the solution to the problem. And this bears, I think, on two issues that were raised, one of them being gender and the other one being hours. The fact is, a great many of the older people who are retired and living on the border of poverty are women. If you raise their incomes, they will no longer be on the border of poverty. And the fact is, a great many of the people who are parents, perhaps single parents heading households with children in them, are also women. And if you raise their incomes and stabilize their condition, they will no longer be in the state of precarity that they're now in. This is a very useful thing to do socially as well as macroeconomically. So I think it's worth bearing in mind that it has a direct effect on the balance of on gender issues. I take Heiner's point fully on the hours question. I think changing the way in which people, the rules that govern working time in some uniform way is a difficult thing to do. And it's a difficult thing to ask businesses to change their operating procedures, which is why in the general problem of dealing with unemployment and creating job openings for young people, I favor giving a financial, extra financial incentive to moderately older people who would like to retire anyway because they've been working for 20 or 30 years in tough jobs. Not people like us, but people who stand behind checkout counters and move boxes around for a living or drive trucks. These people very often are ready to leave, and they're hanging on only for other reasons, income, insurance. Right? Change their incentives, they'll take care of the problem for you, and quite happily. So that's why I argue that insurance is a crucial piece of this picture. And insurance is not something that you do when you're rich, you made this point. It is something you do when you need it. Social Security was created in the United States in 1935, in the depth of the Depression. It was done on index cards, by the way, not with computers. All you need is a population register. It is something you can do very quickly. It is simply a matter of writing checks to people's bank accounts. Right? It's all it is. And this gets to the final point I want to make, which is about the scale of things. Right? We were talking about a 260 billion a year euro. I don't have the European GDP as a whole in my mind, but assuming it's roughly like the US, this is what, 2-3%? Right. You need 10. All right? To put this problem in perspective, you need 3 times as much, which is more than you can do with an investment program. But an insurance program, you can ramp up as much as you like. As I say again, it's simply a matter of writing checks. And you can ramp it up very quickly, and you can stabilize the situation. So it takes a little imagination. It takes thinking about what the right things to do, unemployment insurance, pension equalization, and so forth, the other things I talked about. But this needs to be, I think, on the agenda. Otherwise, the economic situation of the houses that are on fire will not be stabilized. Again, it seems to me the investment thing is extremely important, but it's one piece of a larger picture. The unpayable debts have to be regulated one way or another. Since they can't be paid, they won't be paid. The banks, the insolvent and failing banks, need to be restructured and placed under competent, honest, and detached management that is not in the business simply of owning governments, right? But is actually in the business of banking. The banking structure needs to be changed, the investment program and the social program on the scale that's required to stabilize the situation. Now, to close on this question of growth, I also am a growth pessimist, actually. I don't think it's reasonable to expect or to promise that you can return to the track of the post-war period. We confront problems that are going to get in the way of doing that. At the same time, negative growth is not compatible in any sustained period with a functioning private sector economy, which we have and need. Decentralized businesses work for money. And if they're making losses, they will collapse, which is what you're observing. So the objective needs to be to stabilize things at some level which is positive but achievable, and not over-optimistic, but realistic. And that's where I come down in that debate. And it seems to me, thinking through the macroeconomics of it and the problems that we face, it's the reasonable and realistic position, even though achieving that requires a dramatic change of policy and ideas. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Thank you all on the floor. Now we have two short